father's brother was forcibly ordained to the priesthood?
That would be St. Jerome. St. Jerome had a brother named Paulinian or Paulinianus, depending on how it's translated. And Paulinian was a monk in a monastery in the Holy Land during the time that Jerome was living in Bethlehem. The problem was that the monastery where Paulinian lived did not have a priest to celebrate the sacraments. There were some deacons there, but no priest, and they needed one. To solve the problem, a visiting bishop, St. Epiphanius of Salamis, had come from his home island of Cyprus, and when he found out that there was no priest in this monastery, he instructed some of the deacons there to seize Paulinian and gag him, and then they forcibly ordained him to the diaconate. They then unbound him and allowed him to serve at Mass as a deacon, following which they grabbed him and gagged him again, and he was ordained to the priesthood. This is an illustration of how rambunctious the ancient world was. It was a kind of rough and rowdy time, and not just in respect to Paulinian. In fact, Jerome's whole career was kind of rough and tumble. He originally came from Dalmatia, the place we get Dalmatian dogs, which is part of the former Yugoslavia. He went to Rome, where he was a close associate of Pope Damasus, and after the death of Pope Damasus, he became involved in a scandal and was driven from Rome, eventually taking refuge in Bethlehem, where he worked on his Old Testament translation that became known as the Vulgate. It wasn't the first translation of the scriptures into Latin, but for centuries and centuries, it was the most common. And today, the Latin Rite of the Catholic Church still uses a variation of the Vulgate that St. Jerome translated. He also was one of the first four doctors of the Church, together with Saints Augustine, Ambrose, and Pope St. Gregory the Great.